Go Huskies.
Come on!
Welcome to This Week in Huskies Athletics, here on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 and WMPL Radio. This Week in Huskies Athletics is sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com, your go-to source for everything Michigan Tech sports, including scores, schedules, game highlights, coaches' interviews, live stats, and more. MichiganTechHuskies.com, bringing you This Week in Huskies Athletics.
Hello and welcome to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics right here on Mix 93.5 FM and the Uper 107.3 FM. Now, Sam Sears going to be guiding you through the program. Last week, Michigan Tech got into full swing of things with sports, and they truly hit the ground running. They started off with women's volleyball, went into football, and had plenty of soccer and volleyball matches over the weekend. The football team saw some great success with a very close 31-29 victory over Bemidji State. But sadly, volleyball and soccer have not seen the same success so far at the beginning of the season. Of course, we're thoroughly within the warm-up period of the season, and I've seen these teams have great success, so I'm hopeful for the future. There are tons of Tech games coming up this week. Though, with the exception of football, they're all out of town. Women's soccer plays tonight. They're going to be at 4:30 at Northwood University. 7 tonight, volleyball plays at UCCS, which is the University of Colorado. Then tomorrow, Friday, women's volleyball is at St. Edward's beginning at 11 a.m. At 6:30, the women's volleyball will then play at South Dakota Mines. And then we move on to Saturday to wrap up the weekend. We got Michigan Tech football having their first home game of the season at 12. They'll be hosting Midwestern State. Of course, we're not done with Midwestern State yet, because women's volleyball goes down to play them at 1:30. And then women's soccer plays at Cedarville beginning at 2:30. If you want to watch all those matchups, you can always watch them on Flow Sports. And if you want to see the football game in person, go to buyhuskiestickets.com to secure your tickets. Now, putting the focus right back on soccer, Tech soccer coach Melissa Kuhar had her press conference back on Monday. During it, she talked about last weekend and gave her thoughts about the two shutout losses to UMD and SCSU.
The weekend was tough in terms of just, I felt like we didn't play 100% our style of soccer in our game. I think, you know, the first half on Friday didn't play well, watching that film right now. So it's tough to look at it because it's just not who we are in our style. But then, you know, put some good time in that second half, and then again on Sunday. We just got to find that final thing to work in the final third to make goals happen. But they're coming. It's, again, we're not at our peak. We're nowhere close, so we'll get there.
After that question, she was asked about their goalkeeper, Bree Barrows.
Bree was lights out this weekend. It was probably double-digit saves, which is not – should not happen as for a goalkeeper. And she's feeling it a little bit today. Grandma status has hit her a bit. That fifth year status, her body's in a bit of pain. But no, she was lights out for us, and she will continue to be. She's a solid player that came back with kind of a new look on life and the sport, having come back from a pretty brutal injury, right? She is definitely been big for us, but now we have to kind of make her do less, right? Goalkeeper should be bored. She did too much for us and had to do too much, but she made some insane saves that you don't typically see goalkeepers get on the end of and make a save. We got to limit the amount of shots she's facing, which it's a goal of ours, and we'll get there. We're shaking off some of those little like growing pains early in the year.
And to wrap up the press conference, she was asked about her thoughts on this weekend's opponents, Northwood and Cedarville.
We play Northwood on Thursday. They're 0-2. They're the same boat as us. They're looking for a win. So it's going to be, I think, a pretty scrappy dogfight there a little bit. We're both, you know, similar teams in terms of what we kind of bring and how we want to play based on kind of just scouting them. They got some speed up top that we'll have to manage, but nothing different than kind of what we saw this past weekend. And then Cedarville, I mean, they went and they lost to GV, you know, 3-1, but GV's GV. But Cedarville's a national tournament team, you know, throughout the last couple of years, and brought back a lot of their production in terms of the goals scored and stuff. So going to be a tough team and at home for them, right? Both teams are beatable if we play our game, right? If we play our style. And it's kind of a toss-up, right? Like, we got to just go out there and try to compete and do what we can. And I think we can come out of the weekend with two wins.
And again, that was Michigan Tech soccer head coach Melissa Kuhar during this week's press conference at Michigan Tech. Again, we wish the best of luck to the team. They're playing Northwood University at 4:30 tonight and Cedarville this Saturday at 2:30. Coming up real soon, we got Michigan Tech head football coach Dan Metlock talking about his road win of Bemidji State and talking about this Saturday's opponent, Midwestern State. That game will be broadcast on WKMJ 93.5 FM. That broadcast will begin at 10:30 with Huskies Live, the Ranger Bank tailgate party. If you want to purchase your tickets, go to buyhuskiestickets.com. We'll have that press conference on right after this. This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics is brought to you by MichiganTechHuskies.com.
Michigan Tech Athletics are back on the voice of the Huskies. Mix 93 WKMJ. Huskies take it in with Miller. His shot scores! Berthold for three!
And where is she blocked by Paige Wagner?
Ball is tipped and it's intercepted! Coming off their narrow victory at Bemidji State last weekend, the Michigan Tech football team opens the home portion of their schedule against Midwestern State this Saturday. Veteran announcer Josh Ulotello will bring you the game from Curley Stadium on Mix 93 WKMJ, starting with the Range Bank Huskies Live tailgate party at 10:30, kickoff at noon. WKMJ and WMPL Radio are the exclusive voice of the Huskies football,
touchdown Huskies,
basketball
for three and it's good,
volleyball and hockey programs.
Over for Trebecki, he'll shoot and score!
Huskies football comes home this Saturday at noon against Midwestern State. Only on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ, and online on your Civic Media app or at themix93.com.
Go Huskies.
Come on!
Take this one here, stepping back, rolling right, sets his feet, guns it towards the end zone, has Nora available, and he's got it in the end zone, touchdown Huskies! Elliot Larder with another big throw to Nick Nora on third down. This one cashes in for six more, and the Huskies retake the lead.
Welcome back to This Week in Michigan Tech Athletics. I am your host, Sam Sears. Back on Thursday, Michigan Tech football had a successful first game at Bemidji State, winning 31-29. And now this week, they'll be playing their first home opener of the season against Midwestern State. That game begins at 12, and the broadcast on Mix 93.5 FM WKMJ begins at 10:30, as it's going to start with Huskies Live, the tailgate party, sponsored by Range Bank. Now, let's get to that press conference I mentioned with football coach Dan Metlock. He started off by talking about the road win at Bemidji State and how the Huskies could improve going forward.
It was a ton of good. I felt like we played really good football for three quarters, complimentary football in the second quarter and third quarter, but just not Tech football in the fourth quarter. I felt like we had a chance to put them away even after they got the field goal and we're up by two scores. Getting it in chunks before we put it on the ground. But, you know, those are things that we've got to get better at in terms of the maturity on our football team, of understanding how to finish football games, playing for four full quarters regardless of what the scoreboard says. You got a chance to put somebody away like we did and then let them back in it, and the game completely flips at that point. So we've got plenty that we need to work on. Still way too many discipline issues with bad penalties and eyes in the back end. Couple of choices that we made offensively Saturday in terms of getting in and out of plays and changing what we had called and so on. Just understanding how to manage the football game from a young Q standpoint needs to get better. But from overall, I thought we played really well opening game, not knowing what we had to go on the road and beat that team at their place. We'll take that regardless of what the final ended up.
One of the signatures last year was the way your defense would lock games down. Is it concerning right now to have game one go like this, or is it just, well, we can work that out?
Yeah, I think, I mean, everything that would have happened on Thursday night are correctable mistakes, so that part is positive. Obviously, when you have new guys playing, there's new voices being heard, communication's different. You know, the list goes on and on from that standpoint, so it's not concerning. At the same time, does it need to get fixed and does it need to get fixed fast? Yes, but you know, I wouldn't say that we're in panic mode by any means. I felt like for the amount of balls that went over our head in the first half, That did not happen in the second half, which was good to see until the end. But, you know, we put Terrence in a tough situation where he's one-on-one with a kid that's 6'3", 6'4", and, you know, eventually that kid's going to make a play. So, unfortunately, it happened at that point. But in terms of the confidence that we have on that in that side of the football, the staff, the players, what we have coming back, we will get it fixed.
What did you like in how Elliott performed?
Yeah, I mean, I thought, again, for a young quarterback to go on the road to get his first college start at that place against that team, right up until the ball got put on the ground at the end, every other mistake that we saw when we watched the film are, you know, minor mistakes at that point. So I thought overall he played a really good game, bought into the, you know, you don't just have to be a guy making plays all the time. He managed the game well, got the football where it needed to go. You know, but everything that he did from a operating standpoint, if there was anything that we were going to nitpick on when we got back, it was going to be just the timing of some of the throws when we got guys out in space and getting the football out of his hand rather than waiting until things are really in the clear. So the anticipation part of playing that position comes with reps, and he'll get better at that. Putting the ball at the on the ground at the end of the game, you know, he and I have talked about that enough in the last couple of days. He knows better, and we'll get better from that. Thankfully, we survived that issue on Thursday night, but I loved a lot of things that he did, and I felt like our guys fed off of what he was doing, whether he had it in his hands or throwing it, you know, rallied the guys in a really positive way as well.
Dan Matlack then went on to give his thoughts on this weekend's opponent, Midwestern State, and what the Huskies will need to do to achieve victory.
They're talented. Big offensive line, massive offensive line. Skill kids can all go, so they're going to try to spread us out, use tempo, and get the ball in space. We've got to be good at getting hats to the football and making sure the ball gets to the ground, you know, when they throw their line of scrimmage routes and whatnot. They do a really nice job of spreading the field out, so if one of those guys gets loose, you know, a minus level throw could end up being 40-50 if we don't get it tackled. So they're going to stress us, you know, laterally pre-snap with how they align, and then every one of their guys skill-wise that touches it is capable of going the distance. So we're going to have our hands full on that side of the football. Defensively, it's going to be a lot like what we just saw in the box, structurally and with what they have up front and at the linebacker level. I would imagine it's just kind of the MO when you play Michigan Tech that we're going to see more man coverage this weekend than what they showed last week. So we'll be ready for that. And we got to do a better job than we did a week ago of getting off some press coverage and freeing up some of our skill guys. But we're going to have to play clean football, take care of the football, maximize our scoring opportunities on offense, and don't do any favors to a team that does not need our help. So we'll have our hands full, but our guys are put the last one in the rearview mirror, and we've been on to Midwestern here since Sunday, and you know, I think our guys are looking forward to being back at home. Playing at Tech it's a different experience, whether you're on the road or at home. You know, hopefully there's going to be a good crowd there, and that whole deal obviously being the excitement of the first home game. But a noon kickoff for a team coming from Texas needs to be an advantage for us with the trip that they have to take and us being able to sleep in our own beds. But we did not play well at home last year in terms of our win-loss, you know, on the schedule. So we've got to do a better job ourselves of getting acclimated to the noon kickoff and getting out of bed and making sure we can start fast so that we're not playing chase mode like we did in quite a few games last year here. So, again, it's something that our guys need to get used to, but they've known for a year now that this game's kicking off at noon, so it shouldn't surprise us. But we do have to do a better job of being ready to go at the opening kick than we did last year.
And that was Huskies football coach Dan Matlack during this week's press conference at Michigan Tech. Again, the football team is playing this Saturday against Midwestern State. Kickoff is at noon at the Curley Stadium, so be sure to go to buyhuskiestickets.com to reserve your ticket and be there live. And of course, if you can't make it there live, we do have our radio broadcast right on Mix 93.5 FM WKMJ. It begins at 10:30, as we'll have Huskies Live, the Range Bank tailgate party, to kick us off. Josh Yelotello will be the one doing the play-by-play once again, as he always does for Michigan Tech football, and he's certain to do another phenomenal job just like last week. Now, if you're excited about Michigan Tech hockey and you want something a little early, the Michigan Tech Athletics Program is hosting the second annual McCarthy Meet the Hockey Huskies Community Mixer on Saturday, September 12th at 10 until 2 at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. The event, which is named in honor of the legendary Huskies hockey player George McCarthy and his family, is free and open to the public. The mixer will include the Aspirus Health Huskies intra-squad scrimmage at 10, free concessions, food including popcorn, soda, and Volwer's hot dogs, all while supplies last, Zamboni rides, the Edward Jones skate with the Huskies, and locker room tours. Families can also enjoy special stations like a photo booth with a green screen, the puck pit, locker room tours, hockey stick and game ticket raffles, and the Michigan Kids Can't sign-ups. Not only that, the kids will have an exciting opportunity to put on the radio headsets and call the play-by-play from the press box during the Husky scrimmage from 10 to 11. Michigan Tech head hockey coach Bill McCall will be there, the Huskies pep band will be there, and the Misfits will also be a part of the fun. Again, all this is on Saturday, September 12th, so be sure to bring your family around for this free event. And if you want to see all those details again, go to MichiganTechHuskies.com. And with that, this is going to be about it for this week in Michigan Tech Athletics on Mix 93 and the Youper. We hope to see you at Michigan Tech football this Saturday and supporting the volleyball and soccer teams this weekend. And of course, be sure to tune in to our football broadcast this Saturday at 10:30 to listen to Huskies Live and the football game proper.
Go Huskies. Come on! You've been listening to This Week in Huskies Athletics here on the exclusive radio voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 and WMPL Radio. This Week in Huskies Athletics is sponsored by MichiganTechHuskies.com, your go-to source for everything Michigan Tech sports, including scores, schedules, game highlights, coaches' interviews, live stats, and more. This Week in Huskies Athletics is a presentation of Civic Media.